Now, we have some important news. If you receive your DWP payments via a card service at the post office, to tell us more about the changes, Dominic Milne from RNIB's Legal Rights Service is here. Thanks for joining us, Dominic.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tell me, first of all, about this payment system.
Okay, there's been a payment system in place for an awfully long time now. It's called the POCA, P-O-C-A, which is the Post Office Card Account. And a lot of people get their benefit payments through this route. Now, since 2015, the DWP have been announced, well, they announced in 2015 that they were coming to an end of that contract in November 2021. So there was a 6-year period where they were trying to get people to come out of that system because they're ending their contract with the post office. They wrote to a lot of people at the time. A lot of people have actually moved across, but there are still something like 450,000 people nationally who still use these payments through the post office. And the problem is that it's actually, as I say, it's coming to an end in November 2021. And the claimants are now, they're being advised by mail from the DWP to open their own standard bank accounts wherever possible. Now, we know an awful lot of people have difficulty doing this. The DWP have actually reported this to us themselves in a meeting we had with them recently. Not that surprising, Alan. I mean, it can be very difficult opening a bank account. It can be stressful. It can be impractical for many people, of course. And we do anticipate that a lot of our customers will be in that position. And we know from cases that have come forward so far that problems do arise. Quite often people don't have sufficient ID, like a passport or a driving license, to open an account. Or it might be that you don't live near a bank and banks are closing on the high streets. It might be difficult to get the help you need to do it. Now, there is an alternative, and that is what another system the DWP have called the Payment Exception Service. And this has been running as well for a long time. It's a system whereby you get a voucher sent by email or a text message. For a lot of people it's okay, but a lot of people it isn't, of course. It still might be a problem. And you get a reference number, and you take that reference number to the nearest PayPoint location, and you can get yourself a payment that way. Once again, you've got to take ID with you. You've got to have access to somewhere and be able to get somewhere. So it's still not ideal, but unfortunately that will be the only option for people who can't open their own standard bank account. We do anticipate issues. We do worry that people might have problems with this. And if they do, then obviously they need to contact us. And they need to also, if possible, contact the DWP. Now, the DWP have actually said they will make sure that they don't let anybody lose out. The bottom line is, though, Alan, they do need to close those post office card accounts because they are going to go. They won't be operating beyond November of this year.
Time is of the essence, as you say, Dominic, to continue those payments. I mean, some people will have perhaps issues, as you say, banks are closing. To sometimes finding a branch is really difficult. Most accounts now you would open online. You've got people who may not be very good with IT or not have access to the internet. So there are a lot of barriers, but they're not insurmountable. There are ways that organisations like yourself can help and guide people almost through this.
What the DWP are doing, they're sending letters out to try and reassure people and to encourage them to make this move. At the same time, which one thing I do know is confusing, is they're saying that you can still use your post office to get your payments. Now, that's not strictly true. What they mean is if you have a standard bank account, if you have a card, you can obviously use the cash point machine at the post office. So you can still probably go to the same place to get your money with your new standard bank account card. So in other words, your post office account card won't be usable. But if you can get yourself a bank account opened, you probably can go to the same place to actually access your cash, because obviously you can use a bank account card in different places, in different cash points. And the key thing, the bottom line is really, is to contact us or contact the DWP. Let them know of the difficulties you're having so that there can be some kind of way of finding some support to get through the change.
The main thing here, though, Dominic, is act now, and November is the deadline when they stop. If people would like some help with this or some advice, Dominic, or indeed anything that they think perhaps the Legal Rights Service could help out with, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, if they can contact the helpline, talk to one of our sight loss advisors. If they ring 0303 123 9999, you can talk to somebody there, let them know what the problem is, and we'll advise and take it from there.
Really important topic. Let's hope people do take action straight away and know that RNIB's Legal Rights Service is there if they need support. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.